If you want to play it quietly, you can just keep doing that. I really like stay right on that one and just turn your volume down. I don't know what this has to do with prayer, but it's what he gave me this morning, and I thought maybe it was for tomorrow, but I think Patty's got tomorrow, and then when Rick said God didn't give him something, I thought, well, maybe it's for today. So, hello, Lord. Here we are again, waiting for you, waiting for your anointing, waiting for your life, your presence. Just come and stir your word inside of us, Lord. Stir your life inside of us. Do what you will with this word you gave me. Thank you, Jesus. The name of this one is The Valley of Weeping. I'm trying to put the name at the beginning so you can find it each time. I was awakened twice in the night last night. The first time I woke up, I keep my journal by my bed, and I felt like the Lord said to write this down. We all have a cutoff place. So what do? When we reach that place, we fall down and we wait for God. The second time I woke up, he said, when there's roots of weeds in the garden and they're tangled and they're stuck in the hard dirt, we have to water the ground to loosen them and pull them out. When lies and deceptions get twisted and stuck inside of us, we need the water of God's word, like a rain of truth, to remove them. And the more it rains, the easier it is to pull out the weeds, those twisted roots that are in our minds and in our hearts. And then this morning he led me to study Psalm 78, or Psalm 84, dyslexia today, 84. Starting in verse 4, because I forgot my iPad and I don't have my Bible up here, we're going to start in verse 4 because I wrote all the verses from that point. Blessed are they that dwell in thy house. They will still be praising thee. Think about that, Sina. Still. That word still kind of jumps out at our house because we went through this pillow buying spree where Jamie went out and bought a $100 pillow. And Jackie said, you've got to be kidding. You bought a $100 pillow? And Jamie said, but you should feel it. And Jackie said, still. Jamie said, but you should sleep on it. No more backaches. Jackie said, yeah, but still. And no matter what Jamie said, Jackie's answer was, but still. There was no excuse, you know. Still. And now Jackie owns one of those $100 pillows, and she got the message. So do I. So does Harvey. I mean, everybody had to have a pillow. But still be praising you. What does still mean? In spite of. No matter what I'm going through. Still. They dwell. They remain. They stay in the house of the Lord and continually praise Him no matter what. Blessed is the man whose strength is in thee, in whose heart are the ways of them, who passing through the valley of Baca make it a well. The rain also fills the pools. They go from strength to strength, every one of them, in Zion appears before God. In verse 12 it says, O Lord of hosts, blessed is the man that trusts in thee. Blessed, happy, peaceful, joyful, deep inside. But what stood out to me was verse 6. When they're passing through this valley of weeping, Baca means weeping, a valley of weeping. So while they're passing through something that's causing this weeping, this deep, this valley, this depression, this hardship, this pain, this weeping, while they're passing through it, Still, they make it a well. They turn it into a well. They have some kind of joy that while they're weeping in sorrow, their tears are forming a well of blessings. So what does that mean? They're passing through, first of all. They're not dwelling in it. They have come to a place in God where they know even though weeping endures for a night, joy comes in the morning. And they hold on to that as a strength. God, I'm in a weeping right now, but I'm not going to give in to thoughts like, it's all hopeless. I'm giving up. I'm so depressed. Nobody loves me. Oh, my life is so horrible. Anna Green Gables, I'm in the depths of despair. They won't believe those thoughts even though their emotions are saying those lies to them. Everything in their emotion and mind is going, this is bad. This is horrible. Life is terrible. Nobody loves you. Nobody cares. Everything is bad. But your faith is saying, still will I praise Him. Why? Because this is temporary. I'm just passing through it. It's just something I'm passing through. I'm not going to stay here. I'm not going to live in this place. I'm going to pass through it. That is where we prove our trust. That is where we prove our faith. Faith isn't faith when you can see what's going on. So while they're on route, they know that there's a purpose of God, and they're saying, I will drink my Romans 8. I know that this is going to be for my good in the end. And you know what? The end isn't as temporary as we look at it. Some people say, but I've been passing through this my whole life. Well, that's only this whole life. You got another life coming. You know? So make a well. Let those tears weep a well full of blessings by your faith. I know that there's a goodness. I know that there's a reason. I know that there's a purpose. So when I pass through a well of weeping, through a valley of weeping, and I create wells and pools by my faith and trust in God, by my praising Him in the hard times, I'm creating the next strength. I will hold stronger next time because I survived this time. It's just showing me. So while we're in the midst of the deep place of weeping, we form these wells. Tears wept in this attitude, weeping out the sorrow, the pain, the grief, but with a trust, with a faith, with a purpose, knowing God is good, knowing that if I am here, God let me be here, and I trust Him. Tears of self-pity accomplish nothing, absolutely nothing, because self-pity is a liar and a deceiver. So when you're weeping in self-pity, all you're doing is making your valley deeper of deception and lies and hurting yourself. It's hopeless. It's wasted. And it wears you down. It just draws all the life out of you. But the tears that are wept in trust create this well that you can drink from forever. Jesus at the well, where He met the woman at the well, He said, the water that I give you, if you will drink this, you'll never thirst again. Jesus is the well we drink from in the Valley of Baca. Tears wept in trust will create you to drink a well that will last forever. When the blessings come, you'll drink a deeper faith for the next future situation. You'll nourish your bones with faith, with a rich marrow of faith to make you strong spiritually. The rain in this verse comes from the Hebrew word 3384, meaning archer, teacher, or training. The rains are our teacher. These tears are to teach us something. It also means early rain. Pools, these little pools, they are the prosperities. They're the gifts. They're the blessings of God. I want you to picture something as we paraphrase these scriptures and walk through them. Here we are, way over here on the left. If you're on the tape, picture yourself way over here on the left. Oops. While you're here on the left, and God is giving you this little package of blessing, like 3x3, you know, square, box, blessing. We rip it open and go, yay, God loves me. He's blessing me. And then the next thing that happens is we go into some despair. Something goes wrong, and we get upset, and we start crying again. Oh, God, my van broke. Whatever, we've got a problem, and we start, what am I going to do? What am I going to do? What am I going to do? And then we go, oh, yeah, God. You know, He really does love me. I'm just going to give it to Him and I'm going to trust Him. And God, I really hate walking every day while I don't have a van, but oh Lord, I know there's a purpose. And we're still suffering the thing, but we're turning it into the next blessing because of our faith. Now we come out of that thing and we get a bigger blessing box. We got a 12x12 box. It's probably 18x18 I'm doing. A bigger blessing from God, stronger faith, greater, deeper relationship. And then what follows that? another valley. Because in the valleys, and this gripped me this morning, Graham Cook used to say, I love the valleys. I love the dry times. I love oppression. I love demons attacking me. I love this stuff. And I thought, he is crazy. I mean, endure it and trust God, but love it? But what he said was, it's my opportunity. It's my opportunity to praise God, to prove him and show to him how much I love him. God, everything is horrible, but I don't believe everything. I don't trust in oppression. I trust in you, and this is my opportunity to show you how much I love you and trust you when things are not good. And that's why he loved the dry times. That's why he loved opportunities to prove his love to God. Without faith, it's impossible to please God. And you can't have faith if you're seeing everything. Hebrews says, faith is the substance of things hoped for and the evidence of things not seen. So it's in that dry place, it's in that weeping time, that we're saying, this is only a season, I'm just passing through this. And you know what? We're going to get to Hebrews, but many of them died without ever seeing their promise. That's because our real promise comes in eternity. This life is so short. It almost doesn't even make any difference what happens here, because it's more about the billions and billions and billions and billions of years that we're going to live after this little speck of life on earth is done. So what if all of your life was nothing but a test? But billions of years of blessings. But he's not even that hard. We get mountain, valley, mountain, valley, mountain, valley, as he's teaching us how to trust him. So in the valley, we need to know. It's temporary. Still will I praise him. Now, if you could picture this biggest way over here, here's God, wide, arms wide open. All that he is. All that he is, our daddy, our friend, our husband, our creator, ourself. We are created in his image. We fit right back into him. Everything you are and desire to be and want to be and all the happiness and fulfillment of everything is found when you come and plug into God. He's the ultimate gift. The ultimate blessing is to become one with him. To become one with him. And here he is, way over here to the right, arms stretched out, ultimate, giant, 20-foot tall blessing with a bow on top, saying, come to me. But to live with me, to live in my kingdom, takes faith. It takes patience. It takes love. It takes endurance. It takes giving and forgiving. And it takes learning how to be who you really were created to be. And I have to send you through some valleys to learn those things so that you can come back into me. He's the ultimate big prize for us in the end. So we're over here, five blessings back, weeping in the valley of Baca. But we go, this is not where I'm going to live. I have my eyes on the goal. I have my eyes on the prize. I know where I'm going. It's like we're on this journey. And every problem is nothing but an obstacle on the road. It's a pebble. And a little stone gets in your shoe and you go, ow, that hurts. Man, I got a little sore on my foot and I'm limping now. But I'm still going to get there. Because I know where I'm going. I know why I'm going. I have purpose. My purpose is God himself. My purpose is the freedom and the joy and the love and eternity with my God. That's my goal. That's my grand prize. So whatever I run into on my road. So I got a dog that bit me in the leg and I had to get stitches. Okay. Somebody hurt me. They hurt my feelings and I cried and I'm brokenhearted. Okay, but this is temporary. And I keep my eyes on the goal and say, like Job. You know, Job didn't like it. He did not say, oh, I just love my misery because it's God. He said, I hate my life. I wish I were never born. I'm in agony. My children died. My wealth is gone. My wife is a nag. And all my friends have turned against me and are accusing me daily, daily, daily. I'd rather they didn't even come around. And then I'm covered with sores. And there's no relief. But he kept his eyes on the goal. He said, though he slay me, yet will I praise him. Though he slay me, yet do I trust him. because I know all things work together for my good, and I know where I'm going, and this thing is temporary. It's so temporary, and it's my opportunity to prove that the true goal of my life is solid and sure, and that I will praise Him even while I'm crying. I will praise Him and trust Him even while I'm crying, because I know this is just temporary, and my end prize is worth everything. Worth everything. And on top of that, I know that if He's put me in this valley and allowed this thing to happen, it's for my good. There's something hurting me. There's an attitude. There's a deception. There's an enemy spirit that's got a grip on me, a stronghold, and I need to get free. And God knows exactly what needs to happen for me to get free. And it might hurt. Surgery hurts, but you got to cut out the cancer. It hurts to pull your tooth, but it hurts worse to leave it in when it's decayed. A lot of things hurt that are for your good. And God is a good daddy. So we have to trust Him when things hurt. I'm going to paraphrase some of the verses out of that chapter, because this is the process of how we grow and learn and develop and increase in God, in trust, in faith, and finally in blessings. How loving are your tabernacles, your shepherd's hut, your dwelling place. That place where you are, how lovely, how beautiful. My soul longs, is consumed for the closeness of the Lord. My heart and my flesh cries out for the living, real, present God. Yea, even the little birds have found a house. They have a little nest where they can lay their eggs, even on this altar before you, God. You know, His eye is on the sparrow. His eye is on the sparrow. Do you think great big busy God, running the whole universe and the galaxy and the galaxies we haven't even discovered, has got time to come down and check out the little egg the sparrow laid this morning? Yeah, He does. So if He would do that for that little sparrow, you know He's watching us. My friend in college was in self-pity, and he was crying one day and driving down the road and feeling sorry for himself. God doesn't even know where I am. He doesn't even care about me. My life is so bad. And wham, a sparrow hit his windshield, and he killed it. And he pulled his car off the road, and he picked up that little dead bird in his hand. And he knew, he said, God is there when a bird falls to the ground. He loves this little bird. But He sacrificed it to death today to show me if He's where this bird fell, He's where I am, because I am here. And he loved that little dead bird, and he thanked God that he loved him more than that dead bird. We need to recognize who God is, how wonderful He is, how awesome He is, how loving and good and caring He is, and how in control of our life He is. Blessed, blessed, joyful, content, assured, at peace are those who dwell. They remain. They are settled continually in Your house, God, and they shall still be praising You, even in the hardship, still. But God took all your money away, still. This is a good pillow. Laying on God. But He's not answering your prayers. Still. You just don't get how good this pillow is. You ought to lay your head on this pillow. But somebody just broke your heart. Still. You don't even feel His healing here today. Still. I felt it before. I know what it is. Still. I will trust Him. Though He slay me, yet will I praise Him. Blessed is the one whose strength, their security, their boldness, their power, the very force of everything they do is in You, God, in whose heart are the ways, the purpose, the course, the path of them. I have a purposed path. I have a set course. I know where I'm going. Straight to God is where I'm going. He's my goal. I'm on a journey. I have purpose. I might have to walk through some mud. I might trip over some branches and fall down. I might have to climb a mountain. I might have to get rained on. But whatever it takes, this is my path, and that is my goal. And these obstacles, I will endure them or get over them. Whatever they are, I don't care. I shall keep my eyes straight ahead. That is why, when I'm passing through this temporary little valley of weeping, yet will I praise Him. I will make my tears a well. I will weep them out before God in trust and faith, and let them become little pools of blessings. I will drink from them in the future because they'll give me strength when I remember how He delivered me, because He will deliver me. My tears will be pools of faith. These people, they go from strength to strength. They just grow stronger and stronger. Every one of them that lives this way appears before God in Zion. When you live this way, you will appear before God. He notices you. He sees you. He weeps. He weeps with joy while you're weeping in pain because you're saying, yet will I praise you, yet will I praise you. And God is going, oh, I've got to get him through this one so I can talk to him again. I got to get him through so I can bless him again because I love what they're doing right now. Okay, right at the end, okay? Okay, all right. So make this your prayer. Oh, Lord of hosts, verse 8. Hear my prayer. Listen, O God of Jacob. You know, right after it says God of Jacob, it says think about that. What did Jacob live through? Jacob had to leave his family. He went to work and he was deceived and he had to work longer and then he got a wife who got him in trouble and then he was afraid to go back to his brother. And Jacob had all kinds of problems. But this is the God of Jacob who delivered him. Behold, O God, our shield, our protector, look upon the face of your anointed. How do you know if your God's anointed? What it means to be anointed is to have the Holy Spirit come upon you. When you are saved, He seals you with His Holy Spirit. His Holy Spirit lives inside of you. You are His anointed. For the Lord God is a sun and a shield, and the Lord will give grace, kindness, favor, beauty, glory. No good thing will He withhold from those who walk uprightly. O Lord of hosts, blessed is the one that trusts in you, who is so confident and sure, believing in your goodness and your plans, believing and trusting until you deliver, who puts all their hope in you and will prove it by praising you in the valley of Baca. I'm not going to go there because Rick does have something he wants to share in prayer, but I would encourage you to read Hebrews 11 and 12. And look what faith can do. Look what faith did for all these people. And if you get discouraged, just read what their faith did, the things they did, because they trusted God. Father, we pray that you will just quicken this to us and that we will be able to praise you at all times, Lord. And in the end of Hebrews 12, it says, we are compassed about with this great cloud of witness. All these people that we read about in Hebrews 11. So it says that we should run our race with patience. Whatever race God set before you, run it with patience. Looking unto Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith, who for the joy that was set before Him endured the cross, despising the shame. And now He is set down at the right hand of the throne of God. Consider Him. Consider Him that endured such contradiction of sinners against Himself, lest you be weary and faint in your minds. Jesus kept His eyes on the goal, why He was doing it, what He was here for. And now we are His prize. We're His prize. Thank you, Jesus.
It goes along with what was just taught to us. That is Ephesians 1, 21 through 23. Ephesians 1, far above all principalities and powers and might and dimensions and every name that is named, not only in this world, but also in that which is to come, and had put all things under his feet, and given him to be the head over all things to the church, which is us, which is the body, the fullness of him that filleth all things, all in all. And that's what he wants to do in the prayer. Therefore, I also, after I heard of you, of your faith in the Lord Jesus and love unto all saints, cast not to give thanks for your making mention of your of you in prayer, that the God of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of glory, may give unto you the spirit of wisdom and revelation in the knowledge of him, the eyes of your understanding be enlightened, that ye might may know what is the hope of his calling, and that the riches of the glory of his inheritance in the saints, and that what is the exceeding greatness of his power to us ward who believe according to the working of his mighty power, which he wrought in Christ when he raised him from the dead and set him at his own right hand and in the holy place, far above all principalities and powers and might and dimensions and every name that is named, not only in this world, but also in that which is to come, and have put all things under his feet, and gave him to be the head over all things to the church, which is his body, the fullness of him that filleth all in all, which is us that he wants to fill us. And the prayer that he's given me is to come to his courts with thanksgiving, to come to his gate with thanksgiving, come to his courts with praise, and to bring our petitions to him this day, whether they be good petitions or whether they be bad petitions, whatever it is that you have to bring to him in silence or in praising or whatever it is, however he brings it to you. But we need to bring it to him at his feet, on our knees. So let's bring this to him with thanksgiving. Oh, Father, 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 we thank you this day. We thank you for your Son, Jesus Christ. For without him, we are nothing. We are nothing without him. And Lord, I just praise you. Glorify you for what you've done because of the Father giving you it to us. And then again, you give us the Holy Spirit to comfort us, to be with us on earth. Oh, thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Oh, thank you, Father, for Jesus. Oh, Jesus, you are our head. You are our Lordship. You are our King. You are our Deliverer. You paid for all of us with all your precious blood. We have no excuse. We have no excuse. There's none. That's why we will go to hell if we don't receive you, because we have no excuse. Because you did come and you rose again. You made a way back to the Father. And He reconciled us back to Him again. Oh, thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Oh, now let's just praise Him and give Him glory and honor. Glory, hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, Jesus, Jesus. Oh, you're beyond anything we can describe, Lord. You're beyond anything. Glory, hallelujah. Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. Oh, hallelujah, glory, hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Now let's take our petitions on our knees before Him. If you can't get on your knees, just bow. I'll be for you.